Hey, everybody.
Alright, try that.
Hey, everybody.
I'm talking to you.
Everybody. And you. Brian.
What?
We're recording.
No, I didn't think that was what we were doing at all.
Why?
Because you said we weren't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I said it didn't feel like it.
Well, then that's good enough for me.
Why? You feel like it, and now I feel like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the world doesn't revolve around me, evidently.
Sure it does.
No.
Just ask your live journal comments.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Let me go check that shit.
You are blowing that shit up.
What?
You're taking the internet by storm.
Yeah. Next stop, fucking...
Stock options?
Natasha Allegri.
Oh, yeah?
That's not the next stop. That's several stops down the line.
Hmm.
Are we really on right now?
Yeah.
You're
coast
not
to coast.
You're not pulling
and
my shit?
Other coasts, too.
You're not knocking my dink into another dink?
No, dude. I ain't stubbing you.
Oh. That's funny. You made up a word.
Yeah.
Not hey, everybody.
There we go.
that's the goods.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
What we all... That's what everyone came to see.
Your show voice.
Mm. Is it different, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't.
Totally.
What about the last show voice? Not the last one. The last one.
Number 26?
When I say the last one, I don't mean the previous one. I meant the final one.
Oh, yeah. Number 26. The last one ever.
Because we were all... I was all, like, asleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Thinks he's the boss just because he can edit this shit around and make me say whatever he wants.
Sports are pretty good, I think.
Sports are pretty good. I will grant you that.
You don't like sports.
No, I just don't like to watch or play them. However...
You like good sports.
I support the playing of sports more than I do the viewing
you
of sports.
You support the sport? You pizza it?
Yeah. I pizza.
Let's put an apostrophe between everything.
Yeah.
Including our dinks.
Well, that's stubbing them. Actually, it has two apostrophes. So.
You're right, it does. It's a revelation.
Totally. It's the book of...
It's a rebel and an Asian.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
You are partial Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that?
It's pretty good.
All right. Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast, everybody.
Everybody.
Come everybody. On, and coming all takers.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that one? That's a classic.
It is a classic.
Emphasis on the...
And the ick?
Ick. Yeah.
Colonic?
Yeah. I kind of like that.
You ever get one of them?
What? No. Not on purpose.
What do you mean? Slip in the tub? And...
sure.
Spout.
Let's say that.
Okay. But no?
No.
You ever think about it?
Yeah, sometimes. That's when they like empty out all your...
Yeah.
All your butts, right?
Yeah, totally. Your four cow butts.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea.
I thought about it when I went in to,
but then like
to not get my appendix surgery.
I
thought real good about getting one of those. But I guess,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
don't
really
get all my work done at once.
Yeah,
go to the hospital and be like, all right, knock me out, fix my teeth, snip my vas, empty out my shit bags.
But if they got it all backwards,
oh god, yeah. That would be bad.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, like, because you don't know how good you're going to feel after it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I feel fine. I feel just fine, right? But I can't even imagine feeling even better than right now. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's optimism.
Well.
Reverse optimism.
I don't really mean it like that, but you know what I mean? Like. I can't imagine what it feels like to have one.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't feel any different at all, or maybe it'll change my life.
I'm not into it for the after effect.
Which is, liquid farts?
I just want the experience.
Oh.
I don't care about the benefits.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a ride you went on.
Don't you like keep red meat all up in your colon for 50 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
And also all the chewing gum that you swallow?
Which is a lot. But yeah. I always see my chewing gum on the way out.
No, you don't. Sure.
No, I do.
You blow a bubble?
Yeah.
And it's all blue bubble gum flavored?
I chew fruit stripe gum and I got a color coordinated pooping system.
Are you sure that's not your Aquafresh tubal? Aquafresh tubal gum, what do you think of that?
Tubal gum. Oh, yeah. Tubal gum never aired.
It what?
It never aired.
Oh, shit. I can't keep it all straight. What didn't air?
I know, that's the tricky part about scrapping shows is...
Scrappy-doo?
If we refer to shit that, you know, we talk about, we have vivid, explicit memories.
Especially if we talked about it three or four times
in
attempting to get the show out.
Yeah, you know, that one comic is never going to hit eBay because... There's a comic we talked about for three shows in a row that
we could talk about it again, but I don't want to curse it.
Yeah it's a monkey's paw.
There was fucking something else that I thought was real good that we did talk about, and I was thinking about it today, and I was like, oh yeah, there's a thing, and it never aired, and that was really good, and we should revisit, but I can't fucking remember what it is now.
Oh no, that's why you gotta start taking more notes. You should draw notes.
Nah, I don't know.
Nah,
I don't note.
You should just call me from work.
From my work or yours?
Both. Call me from my work.
Well, how...
Inside the building.
How are we gonna, record it then?
I'll call another phone that has voicemail.
We'll just get Tom to do it for us?
Yeah. We'll have him
Tom McHenry. Tom McHenry, by the way? I don't think we mentioned him in the last show.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
And so
is he pissed?
So he hasn't heard it yet. He'll be pissed in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And we won't know why. But it'll be only be for a day, and then he'll be like, oh, and then I listened to the next one and it was alright.
Yeah.
Tom, mm-hmm. Who we mentioned almost every show. Yep. Fucking blew it though, didn't we?
Well,
he'll never be on the show. He'll never be a guest.
Just because of the schedule.
Yeah. And also because we hate him. Oh, that's not why he won't be on the show?
Right.
All right.
Tom's super badass.
Is he?
I think so.
You love him.
I like him a lot.
No, you love him.
No, I like him a lot.
You like him more than me, don't you?
No.
What?
Well. Wait, what did I say? Did I say no or well? Or did I say both?
You said Noel.
Orson Well?
Yeah.
No, he's great. I guess if there was one flaw I had to find in Tom McHenry or all humanity, and really, what's the difference?
Yeah, he's a
Tom's representative.
Yeah, no, I don't think he is.
It's when people do the Conan O'Brien thing.
What thing is that?
You turn off.
What thing?
Conan O'Brien.
Do I do it?
No, you don't.
Oh,
Conan O'Brien has a shirt and stick. A shirt and stick?
I don't understand.
Stick for shirt and? That he washes himself with a shirt on a stick?
Oh, yeah.
No, he has a certain shtick. It's just a little voice inflection. And I think people who enjoy the program of Conan O'Brien kind of pick it up and work it into their speak bag.
I've seen it once or twice, but maybe I'm not a frequent enough viewer to do it.
Well, I haven't been able to watch it since Andy Richter left, because he's the kind of guy who needs a sidekick. And it can't be Max Weinberg.
What if his sidekick should be Craig Kilborn? Imagine that. Imagine if they weren't sidekicks at all, but they were hosts, and they had to fight. They were it was a constant power struggle. Imagine that.
That'd be awesome.
I would love that.
Dude, I think people are all about shows where the hosts are equal and there's a constant power struggle.
I think so, too. I think
we've demographically proven that with the success of the podcast.
No, man. That's where it's at,
man.
What's your problem? Is that what Conan says?
A power struggle.
Is that what Conan says to you?
I don't know.
Did Conan tell you to say that?
Yeah.
I used to like Craig Kilborn. Not more than Conan. Not necessarily less than him. But they were both on at the same time, and you had to pick one or the other. But I don't know. Like, Conan has the fake, like, self-deprecating humor and the fake, like, I'm a dum-dum, but fucking he went to Harvard and he's, like, the smartest man. And he's you know what I mean? He's like, oh, this isn't funny, but he knows he is, and he's a fucking cocksucker. But,
whoa.
no, he is. I saw it.
On YouTube? Did you get that thing on YouTube account?
Yeah, that's right, I did. But people like him because he's, because he's cute and self-deprecating stuff, but he's not really, right? It's all just a fucking act, right?
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, so that kind of bums me out about him in a way, because, like, it's really easy to buy into, but then when you start thinking about it, you're like, no, fuck that. Like, what? Shut up. And then Craig Kilborn
went the same way, though.
I mean, yeah, true. Well, Letterman's
but
not...
But he has a genuine, hatred of himself, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Have you fucking seen Lady Punch? I showed you Lady Punch. But Letterman's pretty cocky, too.
Yeah, but
he has a cockiness to him, which is good. But Craig Kilborn was all cocky. He almost had, like, a fake smarmy cockiness to him. It was the opposite, you know?
Do you know have a deep love of cocksmarm?
Oh, man. Better believe it.
That's how you rate your TV personality.
That's what your marm said. Your smarm, I don't know.
Delicious oat marm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't get fully behind Conan's, all that. Like, I
full
need...
Full behind of Coxmar, I'm sorry.
You like an asshole.
Stubbing him.
I quit.
Well, I had an idea for a TV show.
Was it me stubbing my thumb?
You stubbed your thumb?
I fucking did.
I'm like...
Never mind.
Picking up a beer?
No.
What?
It's on the table. Well, anyway, I'm the kind of person who doesn't get fully behind a self-deprecating nerdy character, but I also don't get fully behind the fucking smarmy cock jerk guy, but I need both. I need both. There needs to be both and a balance, and if they were both on the same show, that might be really good.
Which one am I?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I don't think either of us are either of those.
Oh, yeah?
I think we're both fucking assholes.
Or some new breed.
Noob
breed. Or some noob. DP7s. Some 14 dongs.
I don't think I know what that is.
I had an idea for a show, dude. This is
for
a great
our show?
Idea.
No. Okay.
We could never do it.
Why not?
It's too hard.
I think we could.
No.
It's too hard to do it.
It's too hard for you to get fully behind Coxmarm.
It's too hard to do it.
Okay, do you ever watch soap operas during the day?
No, but...
You ever seen one?
Yeah, maybe.
Here's my idea.
Maybe I heard of it once.
Soap opera?
Yeah.
Musical.
Space opera.
Musical soap opera. Daily. 5 new songs a day.
No, man, that's too hard.
No way. You have like this huge fucking team of writers, you know, just cranking shit out.
Couldn't do it.
All the song lyrics on the back of props. So there's always like, you know, a cereal box or a coffee cup that they're just basically singing
right
into. Oh,
so what you want to see is Whose Line Is It Anyway? The Drew Carey version.
Oh, fuck, I hate that show.
No, that's what you want.
No,
that's what's going to happen. By the time it gets through all the producers and everything, that's what your show's going to be. And people are going to go, oh, let's watch Phil's new show. It's supposed to be this really cool musical show.
I'm the producer, though.
No, you can't. And then you turn it on, and fucking you get Colin Mochrie and Ryan Stiles singing a hoedown song, and fucking Wayne Brady is on, because is his show still on? Does he have his own show still?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Ooh.
Ooh, I don't know, but that guy sucks.
Does he?
Oh, I don't know. But no, I mean, it's not like any of those guys suck, but it's like that show was drained the life out of America.
Did it?
No.
I'll tell you what drained the life out of America.
Me?
No.
Canada?
No.
A plane?
4 of them.
4 planes?
Yeah.
Did they all transform and make a giant plane robot?
Kind of. No.
Aerial
I watched
bot.
That fucking... I watched Loose Change tonight, which is a, like a homemade debunking of the... what is it? 9/11?
Any which way but Loose Change?
Did it have totally.
It had a monkey in it.
It was it was good, but shitty.
Well, so you recommend it, but then you hate.
I recommend it with a grain of salt. I mean, it's
or with a spoonful of on it on your
it
cereal.
It presents valid facts in an okay fashion.
It's okay.
A pretty great soundtrack, but there's a couple of elements of like smugness that I don't like, and then there's a couple of real leaps of.
They said something about bad about your president, didn't they?
No, actually, they didn't talk about him very much, other than, you know. Whatever. I don't know. Politics, schmaltics. Let's get back into religion. No, wait. Let's get back into TV. No, wait. They're all the same thing. No, wait. Hello?
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
I'm never
going
to finish. For once. That's right. Dude, yeah. I want to string together all of our talking all over each other's. How long do you think that is?
Imagine if we talked all over each other. It'd be all like, this is what it would sound like. No, wait, let's not do that.
What? We do enough of that already.
I know.
Hams. Hams.
That's what I was doing.
Hey.
And I didn't.
Do you guys have
Grolsch? I think I was going to. Grolsch?
Yeah.
Dave Grolsch?
The beer.
It's available.
Yeah.
I don't drink it myself.
Does it come with the fancy bottles?
Bottles? What do you mean by fancy? What do you mean by bottle?
They have the little stopper. That
nipple?
On.
Oh. Yeah, I think you can get that here.
I think that's pretty awesome.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't really care about bottles that much.
I bet it would keep your...
I know you have a collection, but...
Probably.
Yeah.
I do have a collection of bottles. There's an empty Coke tube right from here. There's a wine bottle up there. So, yeah, I got two bottles right now.
Yeah.
And then I had this glass that I was drinking whiskey out of the other night, and the ice melted, so it's been converted into my brush washing glass.
Your mustache washing?
Yeah.
I think we should go back and we should talk about Craig Kilborn and Conan O'Brien a bit more. But not those guys. Not those guys specifically.
I can barely picture Craig Kilborn.
He used to run The Daily Show.
Yeah, I can barely picture The Daily Show without Jon Stewart.
No. Well, it wasn't very good before that anyways.
There you go.
No, I don't want to talk about those guys specifically, but I do want to, I think we should talk about Rivals.
Rivals?
Yeah.
Our tribe?
Sure. Sure.
I like it.
Oh, sure.
That's
how you do
simple
it?
Basketball.
Is that how you do that?
Game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. Sports? Can't stand them. Sports, video games, love them to death.
He's gold, nothing but golden tea for you.
Dude, fucking Madden 95 is like...
That's funny that you say Madden 95, because, like, I would never buy a football game, but NHL 95 for Super Nintendo? Probably the best hockey video game ever made.
The rules.
It's pretty terrible, but I don't know what it is about the old, like, limited graphics that really made you...
Just enough.
Yeah, it really was. Now that they have all the players' faces in the games and stuff, I don't know
where
what it is.
Where is the
like,
suspension of disbelief?
Well, that's part of it, you know, because, like, that's the thing, is that the more realistic that you get, you always have that certain degree of not realism.
Yeah, you notice it's fake.
Until it's just actual video footage, right? Yeah. Then you're noticing it's fake. And if it's just, like, cartoon guys, like, well, obviously it's fake, so fuck it.
So you don't think about it being fake. Like,
that's right.
I think one of the most realistic...
You're like, ooh, that guy's face is kind of fucked up looking, you know? Like, that really throws you off.
One of the most realistic deathmatch games ever is Outlaw for the 2600. Because...
I don't know what...
It's obviously just little cowboys made out of about 32 squares. And so, you know, in your mind, there's some realistic fucking desperados with, you know, hearts of gold and saddlebags full of sandwiches for later. And, I mean, it's... You know?
What kind of sandwich would a cowboy eat, do you think, back in the day, if they had them? What'd they put inside that, you think?
Probably horse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just put some bread on either side of their horse. The saddlebags on the side of the horse would actually just be buns.
Nope.
Then they'd turn it sideways and eat it.
Yep.
And then they wouldn't be able to get back home.
Did they have sandwiches back in cowboy days?
I don't know. They must have.
They had beans. Beans is what cowboys eat. That's
beans and toast?
Known.
Bean sandwich?
No, toast.
Bean bandit.
Beans and toast sounds good, though. I've never had it, but it sounds good.
Barbecue beans?
Yeah.
barbecue Bills. Beans at Memphis Blues barbecue, which is where Sean Esty was talking about eating.
Oh yeah,
it's like southern barbecue place here in Vancouver. That's so I don't know
just
if it's
American or
yeah. Well, what? It really is. I don't
south
know.
From
it's
here or
yeah. It's like fucking. I don't know the story behind it. I think the owners are American. Yeah. They're certainly rude. So I just assumed.
Oh,
you did.
And no, that's part of the charm of that place is that they're really snippy with you. They're real rude and they make fun of you if you order a salad and all that kind of stuff. So they must be American for real. And you sit on wooden benches and stuff, but it's fucking just meat upon meat. And it's really good. But what was the point of that? I don't remember.
Horses. Let me see. Pretty sure it's something I was saying.
Beans. They have really good barbecue beans there. Beans. The beans that they have are good.
Maple beans?
Beans and cornbread are your sides that you get. And it's good.
It sounds a lot like Famous Dave's.
Probably. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
It's just like an American barbecue house style. Like, yeah. Just eat some fucking
it's
good meat. It's good.
Eat.
It's all right.
They should have colonics in-house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. To clean all that out of you. Yeah. Or, like, maybe beforehand. Like, okay, after this, you're going to fucking have some build-up, so we got to fucking floss out your colon tartar.
yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. What
hey,
do you think?
Did you ever see that that movie about that cartoonist?
Like
Terry Swidgett?
Goat's World?
No, before that.
Before Goat's World? Yeah. Croom?
Yeah. But that Croom guy?
Crumbum.
I think it's actually, you do pronounce the R. It's Recrumb.
Recrumb. Recumbent.
Yeah. I don't know what he's done. I know he did that one Janis Joplin album cover and then a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Oh,
and he directed Fritz the Cat.
Isn't his, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, doesn't he have a famous daughter or something?
Penelope Croom?
Okay, never mind. Anyways, about that movie.
Yeah, all right.
I saw it.
Yeah, remember Max Croom?
No.
Maximilian Croom?
Which one's he?
He's the skinny one.
Okay, yes.
Eating the continuous strip of cloth.
Yes.
Like, you know, so he's got the big piece of cloth.
Clean yeah, that's a real thing. That's real.
Junk.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, like, could you do that with a party sub?
No, I don't think you could.
You sure?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Maybe if you had some really fatty bacon, you could, like, tie it together. You know how you have bacon sometimes? And
yeah.
You can't really,
well,
it's too much
you
fat.
It.
You can't. Yeah, all right. Just tie a bunch of bacon together. Fatty bacon, tie it together, and use that.
Would that do harm or
oh,
grievous
I think
harm?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Would it just maul your intestines?
Yeah. I'm positive I've told you about this before, but
would it just destroy your droid, your stomach?
Hey, can you just please...
Shut the fuck up.
Can we please get through this without saying that? No, I don't think we can.
No.
Let's have a... See, next time, remember that time when I didn't say no puns? Next time, you gotta say no, you know what's.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, well, maybe one time we'll try it and we'll see.
Maybe. Except this is the last show ever.
Oh, yeah, what does this count as? This is art gallery mode or something. What is it?
Not sound test. It's a mini game, I suppose. Could be.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Ba-weep, Gra-na-weep mini
game.
Maybe
it's a demo for another podcast.
Yeah, it's possible. This is the demo for the Next Generation podcast where our sons do it.
Yeah, mini bong.
Yeah. Yeah, mini. Where our sons get a mini bong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And then, what the fuck?
I think Boogie Nights should use the entire Transformers soundtrack.
Me too. Dare to believe you can't survive.
It's contact.
What the fuck was I saying before, by the way?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew this dude who had, like, this martial arts instructor. Did I fucking already tell the story on the podcast? Yeah. Fucking, I don't know. I did.
Go ahead.
Where he drank olive oil, like, yeah. A whole bunch. I told that already?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, fuck you.
What?
No, but that was, like, another version of that. And then, apparently his poo was mostly oil. And, I guess it, like, slicked everything out. And, like, the poo had all the indentation reversal marks of all his intestines and stuff. Like, it,
awesome.
It was a perfect, like, inverse map, you know?
Man, that's a good idea.
Well, but then you gotta drink a bunch of olive oil, and I think that would make me barf.
Well, you gotta mix it with something.
I don't think he did.
Like, gin.
Well, I guess that might work. Or just, like, do it in shots.
Yeah.
Shot of olive oil, shot of fucking Jaeger. French oil chaser. Vinegar, just malt vinegar.
Oh,
balsamic vinegar.
I could probably do that, malt vinegar.
And then take a dump on a piece of lettuce, and there you go.
Yuck. It'd be all peppery. Road.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, dude.
It's all right.
No, but I wanted to talk about rivals, you see.
Oh, yeah, arch rival.
Yeah.
Madden 95.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah?
NHL 95. NHL Stanley Cup with the Mode 7 graphics. It's really bad.
Mode 7.
And you could score a goal.
Parallax scrolling?
No, you could, if you came up to center ice and you did like a dump in move, it would dump the puck like straight up in the air and it would come down right behind the goalie and you could score every time. No, like,
well, artificial intelligence cool.
No, you could win 200-0 if you wanted to. You could, like, the computer would not be able to do anything about it. And even if you were playing against another human, a lot of times you couldn't really defend against that.
Uh-huh.
If someone got that ice, it was really cheap. So it made the game so, so bad. And also it didn't have bad meaning bad, terrible. And it also didn't have the Players Association license. So you didn't have any of the real player names. You just had their numbers. And that's stupid. I think if you're going to have a sports game that's based on real life, you have to have the full license. You have to have all the real player names and everything.
Except for Baseball Stars. That game is
or Baseball Simulator. No.
Twice the fun of Baseball Stars for the NES was programming the names. That was not only half the fun, it was actually four times.
Wait. Is that the one where they all little dumpy potato guys?
Dumpy potato guys.
The characters. Do they look like men or do they look like little...
No, they look like,
you know,
dudes.
Little marshmallow dudes?
Nah.
Or they were like... Oh, okay. I was thinking of a different game. So there's that. And then there's also... shit, what was the,
you know, I don't know, the potato one.
Yeah, no, me neither. What was the, Base Wars? That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes!
Robots. See, that's what kind of sport you would like if it was real.
Yeah, totally.
But, unfortunately, all our real robot sports are really boring to watch.
Oh, God, I know.
Robot Wars and, robot jocks or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
There's the one hosted by, fucking dude from Red Dwarf, though. And he makes it pretty exciting.
I don't know.
No, me neither.
Which dude?
Yeah.
Which Red Dwarf series?
All of them. You don't know. You never watched Red Dwarf before.
Sure did. Fiji.
You never did.
Cat guy.
All right, fine. He's the Dave Lester guy. Craig Charles. He hosts one of the...
I don't know.
He's the main guy.
I don't know.
With the dreads.
I remember two things about that show. As per
you just, and you just listed them.
Oh, three things. I remember one other thing, but I don't want to mention it.
Oh, why?
Midichlorians.
Fucking asshole. That's it. Pulling the plug.
Are you?
On
I
your
can
helmet.
Finish up the show. That's fine.
We're...
You want to walk off? That's no problem, dude. I got to
cover. Yeah, really? Then what?
You mean then what? We'll do it again. I'll throw it away. We'll start over.
Yeah, probably.
I'll finish it up. Oh, this is no good.
So just so everyone knows, if I had my way, all the deleted scenes would be on the... fucking DVD. It would be on the site. You have access.
Is that true?
If I had my way, I'd fucking just post everything. I'd be like, you know, that wasn't any good. Fucking post it. Do better next
time.
Is that
really how you feel?
No. I don't know.
If I thought that's how you felt, I would totally do that.
I would maybe consider going back and maybe editing. And if you want me to do it, if you want to give me the master
tapes. Yeah.
The master chiefs.
Right.
Then I can edit that shit. I know for a fact we can make... We can make a full length.
Three good shows.
No, I mean a full length. And by full length, I mean half an hour.
No, probably even more than that.
No, but we could string together a decent show.
I looked at the deleted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the time we did three in a row, there was one that was 50 minutes, one that was 40 minutes, and one that was 8 minutes.
So all we really need to do is cut out 10 minutes of garbage, and then we'd probably have something decent.
We'd probably have two of the same show.
Well, that, but also, yeah, so maybe
hard
there'll
pan,
be
have a nice chorus effect, and we hit the same words.
Oh.
Let me just check and see what some of those words would be. Let's see.
Oh, man.
So, Jouet Fling, a Pling, a Fliz Bleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Werg.
And,
Blast from the Past. This reminds me so much of the other day.
So maybe if everyone's good, including us, there will be some deleted scenes.
We should make them pay. We should send them to a secret site.
No,
we should host it somewhere else.
You can make people pay
Brian,
for that.
I got it all figured out. All
right, let's hear it.
Here's my friggin' hunch.
Okay.
My haunches.
Your hunchback.
Yeah. I'm punchy. How about this?
You're a punchy chief.
How about...
Okay.
How?
No, you didn't.
What? is that wrong? Is that
oh, no, you didn't.
No, I'm afraid I did.
All right.
Oh, have you ever seen that one Jennifer Lopez South Park?
No.
Or Cartman's hand is doing the thing like we talked about yesterday. The little...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Taco flavored kisses. So good.
All right, okay.
It was on tonight. But here's my idea. You and me,
mm-hmm.
Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah.
We get a MySpace account.
Okay.
As a band, okay?
Sure.
Bands can post three songs.
We were actually thinking about doing that before.
Yeah. We'll put the deleted songs as the songs on MySpace. We'll put the deleted shows as the songs on MySpace.
And why is that worthwhile?
It's convoluted.
Oh, well, in that case, let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if I want us to have a MySpace. We already have a proper website.
Let's torrent them.
Okay.
I'm not going to see them. Are you?
No.
Yeah.
Get someone else to do it.
I'm going to hog up my TV shows.
So we'll get Xander to host it.
All
right. We'll just pretend it's a cartoon theme.
Xander Cook?
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude. He knows Tom McHenry.
Exander.
College
Tomax. Tomax and Zaymot.
Totally.
I called him that one time, and then I forgot about it for a long time. And
I don't
then
know
someone
why they
else
don't play up that play
oh,
up that angel.
Man, if I had that, if we had that, fucking imagine.
No.
Imagine
You'd
if that
successful.
Was us. Oh man. Instead we're fucking Brian and Phil. You can't do shit with that.
Are you being falsely self-deprecating?
No, that was real.
You sure?
I don't know anymore.
Is that some smarmcockery that you're
Yeah. Smarm it.
Stubbing it. Smarming it. Stubbing it, smarming it, stubbing it, smarming it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but for real, man. Like, rivals, I think that's really important. I think it's important to have a rival.
Yeah, me too. We should get to that at the next show.
Who do you think... Do you think we should have a rival?
What?
Do you think we should have a rival?
Collectively?
Sure. Should our show have a rival show? I think we already do.
Not each other?
Well...
We're not really rivals, though.
No, I don't think so. No. We don't hate each other quite enough.
I don't think we hate each other at all.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, no, it's just all for show.
Totally. It is totally fake.
Yeah, but do you have an enemy?
Do I have an enemy?
Yeah.
Not anymore, I don't have anything.
Oh. What do you mean?
I used to have real-life living enemies, like at work, and then I have
really?
Internet enemies.
You used to work with enemies? How do you work with... How do you... You be enemies with... People
constantly
that you
berating them.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. There's this dude, John, who I got all up in his face.
John Strymer?
No, John Clampy.
John Sounds Clampy? Yeah. Clamp it.
But like, yeah, we have a heated back and forth. And then there's this other dude. I'll call him Mike Smith. Yeah, I'll call him that, because that's his name.
His real name's Mike Stevens.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, one day I was just like, I didn't want to do some shit for him or whatever. And he's like, you don't like me, do you? I was like, nope. He's like, why not? And so I told him.
Uh-oh.
Like, well, you're arrogant, you're a bigot, you're a loudmouth, you act like you're so smart, you don't know jack shit about dick butt, you're blah, blah, blah.
dick butt kiss?
I went on and on. Like, it was like probably four full breaths of, you know, character judgment. And then he was all stunned.
That smelled like burrito.
Yeah. So then he tried to get me fired.
Oh.
He, like, went to the boss and was like, you called me all this shit. And then, he left.
Wow.
Yeah. When I got enemies, they don't work there long. I fixed that problem.
I think I've only ever had one enemy in my entire life. I think I talked about that last time. This guy in high school who just hated me for no reason.
Yeah,
and yeah, I talked about that already. Yeah, yeah. And it's the only enemy I had, and to this day, I still don't know what the hell's problem was. And I just try to get along with everybody. And if people don't want to, if they want to like not like me that much or whatever, that's cool. And I'm the same way with some people. I don't like them that much, but I'm not gonna make a big hairy deal out of it. And
not me, dude.
Get into fights and stuff. That's not. I only get into fights with. I don't know. I don't even really know who I get in fights with.
I always have old dirty bastard line in my head where he says, if I got a problem, a problem's got a problem until it's solved. I'm the only black god.
Mine's more like
the last part.
Mine's more like, if you got a problem, you all solve it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's where we differ.
And I'll get some fucking...
You know, Robert Van Winkle is actually playing here in town in a couple days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think the same.
I was going to rhyme something with dissolve it. Get some fucking compound W and dissolve it or something. So I'll work on that for later.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think you should have enemies.
Compound AWK.
Yes.
Yeah.
AWK.
Preparation 40. HBK.
Yes.
Damn it. I thought of that joke fucking 8 years too late.
I know. But I think enemies are bad to have, but I think rivalries are good. Because I think you should have someone to spur you on, to egg you on. I think competition... competition?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I think competition is good, and it helps everyone get better. And that's like the comics thing that once happened there. That was maybe sort of supposed to be the idea behind that, but it's not anymore.
Oh my god, he's still going on about that thing?
You're not even in it anymore.
Why do you even mention it?
It's not
Ignore it and it'll go away.
No. But it's not that. But I mean, if you pick some people who are going to be your rivals at whatever activity it is that you're going to do, and if they're good and they keep up what they're doing, then they'll like spur you on to do good stuff yourself, don't you think? Maybe.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because if it's just buds saying, "Hey, let's both do this thing," probably won't last very long, will it?
No, we've proven that time and again. Although we have managed to keep this shit up for a long time. I don't know.
That's true. But even before fucking comics thing, you and me would be like, okay, let's... during that, right? But mainly it would just be like, okay, for fucking 2 weeks, let's do really, really good. And we would get maybe 3 days in, and we'd both be like, man.
Yep. Okay. We'd fuck up.
So,
one of us would fuck
so,
up.
So
would be like,
the
well,
competition...
Fucking up, I'm fucking up.
Yeah, so friendly competition like that, like, it can be still be friendly, but, like, I think it's got to be more, like, you gotta want to, like, one-up the person. You can't just be like, yeah, let's both do a good job. No.
Right.
There's got to be some sort of one-upsmanship and stuff. So I haven't decided who my rival is.
Should I make suggestions?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, it's probably, like, a bunch of you. I just think maybe, actually, in terms of drawing and stuff, yeah, I mean, like, anyone who I think is, like, a good artist.
The Crown Commission?
No, fuck that, man.
Oh, they're just your enemies?
Yeah, they're my enemies.
They go beyond rivalry, just straight to enemies.
Yeah, yeah, just Ed.
Edamame?
Yeah. Beans? I don't know. I just think that anybody who I think is a good artist or whatever, I guess maybe they're my rival, because I think, yeah, I want to do good. I want to do good stuff and like keep up with them or whatever.
Okay.
Who I think so. I don't know, but I wonder if it.
No, that sounds good, Brian. Sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders. You're a chip off the old block.
But you, on the other hand,
what?
No, I don't know. Do you think so?
Oh, you want to know my take on that situation?
Yeah, maybe.
No, enemies is great bedfellows, says me.
Keep your enemies close and keep your...
uncomfortably close. Get all in their face, back into them when they're trying to dance.
No, man. People will never know what that's all about. Yeah. That's such an obscure reference, Phil.
Did
what
we
do
post
you mean?
That one? Where I was all drunkenly like, when I go to a show, I hate it when people have a good time. Because what's the camera?
What's that voice?
They would take, as the way that the studios would work, is they take the film to the cameras. And they get rehearsed to see. God, what, is that me doing my impression of Gilbert Gottfried doing his impression of Lon Chaney?
I don't know what that is. It's awesome, though. Oh, man, you know what I was thinking of today? Shit, I can't remember this. Shit, I was imagining Gilbert Gottfried doing an impression of somebody, and I can't fucking remember who it is now. Fuck.
You can do it.
No, maybe I'll have to try and remember it for later.
Hey, when you poop, if you have a particularly big poop,
like never done
a big American poop, that's kind of tough to dislodge.
I'll have one tomorrow after those fucking cheeseburgers I ate.
Cheeseburgers.
I ate a bacon mushroom cheeseburger from Wendy's.
You know, I always thought you were Corey, but if you don't watch it, you're gonna be Randy.
What?
I'm the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah.
There's the dudes, Corey and Trevor, and like I would always be like, hee-hee-hee, Brian looks like Corey.
Oh. That's not what I look like.
No, I know, but it's like, well, you know, I have this like vision of you that's compiled from like all your drawings of you, and then like, you know, like whenever you get on the webcam.
But you've seen photos of me.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's like it's a montage. Mm. It's like a melange.
It's a chartreuse.
It's like
a menage?
Gazpacho? No, what am I thinking? Jambalaya.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway. No, don't worry. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
So when I'm taking a dump...
Right.
Wait, now I got a question for you. When you're taking a big old American dump...
Uh-huh.
Do you... I don't... I was just pretending to be you.
Do you
wave my arms in the air?
Do you breathe out as you... If you're trying hard to poop, do you like... Or do you just...
Why would I do...
Which is it? Or do you go...
See, here's the thing, is that when I go to the toilet, I go there because I have to go, not because I'm trying to go. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand.
I don't think...
Even if I have to go,
I think I'm
going to
go take a dump now. And I go there and I try to take a dump. No, it's like, I have to go, so therefore I will go have one, you know? I don't go there and try to make it happen.
You're lucky.
Only on a road trip, maybe.
Every day is a road trip for me, right?
Oh, I guess.
I'm just wondering if you... Okay, if you're on the road and you're trying to make it happen, which is it?
What I do, this is what really helps. This is what I find, is that if you get a cassette recorder and you record some ladies doing Lamaze classes and you listen to that while you're trying to take a dump, it helps.
Well, see, that's the thing. Our, not Lamaze teacher, but our birth coach.
La Paz teacher.
She said that if you go, you can blow your ass out.
And, what?
Yeah, because you're using different muscles. But if you actually like breathe out as you're trying to poop, poop's gonna slip right out. That's what she said.
Oh,
she said, "And dudes, if yous all do this when yous trying to poops, you won't blow your ass out."
Like, wait, Tim Holsizer was your coach?
Is that how he talks? Did you talk to him on the telescope?
No.
Have you heard his voice? Have you seen him in person?
Never.
Is he your rival?
Wasn't it him who you did an impression of him and you used like a Brooklyn accent or something and he was all like, "Yeah, that's what I sound like." Was that him or was that somebody else?
I don't know. I've done so many famous impressions and had so much reaction to everything I ever do. It's all tiresome, really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
They're all but motes to me.
Motes?
Yeah. That's what Galactus says about the Fantastic
They aren't. Market. They aren't but motes.
They are but motes.
Art. But art. Motes. Art.
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 Thou.
Art. Mozart. By
Tchaikovsky.
Nightmares. So, what?
Love Lantern?
What?
Love Lantern by Ken Minter.
Did he do a thing like that once?
Something.
We should get Ken Minter on the show. What do you think?
I think we should. If I ever had an enemy or a rival, neither of them is good.
I don't think he's... Yeah, all right. He could be your enemy.
He could, but then I put that fire out.
Yeah, that's true.
Squelched it.
For those who don't know, Ken Minter, you could look him up if you want to. Yeah. Don't have to.
I'll put a link to his Wikipedia entry.
But that was a snort. Just put a link to
if he has one, I'm gonna be pissed.
Put a link to that message board he posts on. He's a guy who does comics, and instead of using a website of his very own,
I can't believe you're doing this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He posts. He just posts individual comics like on message boards and stuff, and I don't know. It's kind of annoying.
Is it three N's or five? Is it? I don't.
He's got two N's in his first name.
Yeah. No dice.
Okay.
Sorry, dude. Well, I guess that's it for us.
Ever. I hope you enjoyed the... what did we say this was again?
The third to last forever and ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. If you want us to stop doing the podcast, spyversuspy@gmail.com.
Barry Minter, that's what it was.
Barry Minter?
Yeah.
Minter Fresh.
That's who I meant. That's who I was thinking of.
Harry Knowles?
Yeah. You know who's a poor man, Harry Knowles.
The guy from Ed's comic? Fred's comic? Brandon Lewis? He's your rival.
No, everybody's my fucking rival. I'm against everybody but you, and I'm totally against you.
Like, physically against me?
Yeah, I'm up against you. Stubbing it.
Yeah. Okay, Sarah, get on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Taking your work away from you.
No, I mean, Sarah, get on that. You know? Fucking God. Get on that.
Tom's going to kill you.
Yeah, man. Fucking, he should try. He's my rival now.
Oh, yeah?
You hear that? Tom, you're my rival.
Dude, he'd rub you out with his stubble.
That's true. He would. That would be defenseless against
it. He'd erase your face.
Ooh. And then I'd be the fucking guy from Dick Tracy.
Yeah. Prune face.
No, Madonna.
The blank?
It's Madonna's hands, dude. Post a picture of Madonna's hand.
Okay, I will.
Post that as our picture of the day. Have pictures of the day?
We don't, and we should, and I'm going to post that as the show. I'll just, yeah.
Just make that and put grooves on it, and then mail it out as one of those flexi discs for playing on your turntable
right
there. Remember those?
Yeah, got one right here.
That was pretty cool. That was a good technology. I like that.
Flexi disc?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people. Guitar players.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Of like dudes.
Now, things come with, I don't know, things come with a CD and it's just not the same.
Nothing's the same as anything. It's fucked.
That's true. Whoa. Okay, sorry. This show is not the same as it used to be when we used to do it good.
Is it?
Did we ever?
Did we cross?
I think we did
threshold?
Maybe like two. I think we did two good shows. It feels like we did two good ones.
Well,
two real good bang up ones. Then we had a couple of good guests.
Yeah.
It seems like. No, I think all of our guests have been good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have another one soon. What do you think?
I think we should.
What about right now?
Right now, I don't know.
No, that's not
true. I'm unsure.
We could talk. What? What are you doing?
What? My mic's fucking up.
I can tell. All right, we better go.
All right. Well,
we better go. The fucking world's caving in.
SpyversusPie@gmail.com. Gmail is SpyversusPie.com. SpyversusPie.com. BottomlessPop.com. TarPop.com. BottomlessPop.LiveJournal.com. tarpop.livejournal.com, phil@tarpop.com, brianf@bottomlesspop.com, simplebrian@hotmail.com, tarpop@hotmail.com,
google.com. Bipedus.com.
Bipedus. Bye, Xander.
Bipedus. Bipedus.
Who was that?
That's all.
Okay.